launch in 3, 2, 1. We gon' have a good time. Say we gon' have a good time. Go ahead, let me do my thing.
Yeah! And once again, thank you for joining us on this podcast, Sound of the Streets. I am your host, JG Wentworth.
Crimson Chase.
Easy Breezy.
And Dame Diggy.
And we have a lovely show for you today. So, basically, we're going to talk about some fires going on. Obviously, you guys probably know a little bit about the fires going on the West Coast. Also, we're going to check in the Dame's, what he's listening to this week. What he banging.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
we're going to figure that out. Also, my man Big Breeze is going to let us know how the NBA playoffs are unfolding.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Definitely going to let that know. But first, our new story of the week.
Well, hot off the presses, folks. We have a story kind of, you know, just like I said, hot off the presses, just spontaneously. Exactly. This past weekend.
Too hard.
Unfortunately, we had another shooting. This shooting, ooh, however, is a little different. You know, it's not your usual.
Hold on.
Police.
So we got another shooting.
Another shooting. I mean, that's what we do in America here, apparently. But we got another shooting. This is not your typical police brutality type of thing. This is actually, I mean, kind of reversed in the same, in a standpoint. You know, I don't have a lot of information of it. It's because it's hot off the presses. We're gathering information as we speak. But
okay.
The story we have so far is two assailants kind of did an ambush type of thing to some police in Compton, Los Angeles, California, and shot two sheriff's deputies point blank range. And they're both in the hospital, critical condition, fighting for their lives. So, you know, I mean, with everything going on, you know, like I said, this is hot off the presses. This kind of just came off the meat rack. It's fresh. So I just like to pose to the panel here. What does everybody think about that, since it's kind of a reversal of what's been going on as far as regular police brutality? Do you have sympathy for the police?
Okay.
Or do you feel like secretly deep down you're like, yeah.
Okay, so I just, I know Dane wants to go ahead and speak, so I just want to clarify just a little bit. So at this point in time, we're talking about, when you say the opposite, we're saying that
normally in the news you hear about police killing unarmed black men. This time it was, you know,
the opposite.
There's video where you see the opposite of,
okay,
you know,
okay,
you know, there's
sure
two policemen sitting, policemen and policewomen sitting in their police cruiser or vehicle, and, you know, some people came up on the side of their, you know, window and shot them out. I mean,
and we're
classic.
Talking, and we're talking about a woman and a man, or
I believe one of the officers was a female. I'm still getting information, but regardless, there were two police officers, and I just feel like with everything happening going on, if we're being honest with ourselves, do you feel like, hey, that's wrong, or do you feel some type of sentiment of it is what it is?
I mean, it's wrong regardless. I mean, killing somebody.
You agree.
Facts.
I mean, cop, no cop. I mean, it's just wrong. This is my first time actually hearing that it was cops being killed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I just thought it was another. I mean, I'm so used to the cop killings.
We're numb to it now. We're numb to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, now I don't even want to listen to the news or watch. Listen to the radio, none of that stuff. But yeah, that's crazy.
I would say it's scary.
Scary. That was the first thing that popped into my head when I heard about it. It was scary because, I mean, obviously, it's not the first time a police officer's been shot by a civilian for no reason.
It's not common, though.
It's not common.
It's not.
And it's scary when, I mean, obviously, we all know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When anybody gets shot for no reason.
Right.
And unfortunately, there's been a lot of that going on lately. This is I don't want to say no different, but I mean, it's along the same thing. I mean, the cops, mm-hmm. you know, these cops could have been good cops.
I mean, they got families.
They got families.
Of course.
You know, they could have never been violent toward a black person before.
Yeah,
you know, we don't know, or maybe they have been,
or they might be gone with the movement.
Exactly, you don't know, it's not fair to the families.
I agree, and I think
anybody.
I think with the common part, and I'm gonna say this just on the sense of because we hear more about, like, you know, what's been said, the blacks, you know, the cops killing the blacks. Or minorities, right?
Right.
And a lot of this stuff we feel and we know that's been, it's been happening before a lot of social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just on the flip side, because I want to be on the flip side, I want people to understand, like, kind of both sides. I don't want to be like too much on one side. But at the same time, I understand.
But trust me. But I'm going to cut you off on that. Mm-hmm. It's got to be one side right now. Because it's got to be heard.
It's got to be heard. And I agree to that. I agree to that.
Like,
so,
for real.
I agree.
Like, because I hate when people say, like, all lives matter. Yes, it all matter. And it's been mattering. But right now, it's
for
just
all
something.
Lives that matter? Black lives have to matter first.
Yeah. It's not necessarily saying first.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The biggest thing about Black Lives Matter, a lot of people disagree with it because they misconstrue it. It's not that we're saying Black Lives Matter and nothing else matters. Same time, I'm not Black Lives Matter. I mean, I'm just black, okay? And I feel like my life matters, but I'm not riding with a gang, so to speak. I agree. I support them.
I feel you.
I don't ride with them.
I feel you.
But I feel like what it comes down to is Black Lives Matter too.
Exactly. And I didn't mean to say first. I meant to say two, just in the sense for all lives to matter. Our lives have to matter too. Breeze.
I have two things. One is, I know you said that you're just uncovering some of the story. So did they, obviously they either caught or killed the person or people who did this, right?
Have they?
That,
Is that information that you don't necessarily know
information,
yet?
Information, honestly, I don't know, but okay. I feel like what I've been looking at, if they would have caught the person, they definitely would have said that. I just know right now, I was just looking off the internet that the police officers are in, you know, they're in ICU and things of that nature, and there were protesters outside of the hospital saying, let them die. Not a lot. I mean, you know, the main media would say it was a whole gang of people, but mm-hmm. really it was like 7 or 10 people.
Reason why I was saying what I was saying.
And that's wrong, but I'm just saying, you know, let's just get the facts straight.
I think the reason why I was saying what I was saying, just to piggyback off that, not to cut anything off for anybody's thoughts, but it's a simple fact that at the end of the day, just like everyone else said, these individuals have families, you know, and I know, like, no one should die, period. So that's what I'm on in the sense of what's being going on, you know, in the sides I'm picking, you know, in that sense.
It's not fair.
It's not fair for anyone, and two wrongs don't make it right. So, like, it sucks that those individuals wanted to go to that extent to prove what was going on. So, Breeze, go ahead. What you want to
do? I will say that looking at it's hard to find a positive light in
mm-hmm.
a story like this, but mm-hmm. one positive that I can think of is when cops start dying and are being killed,
mm-hmm.
it's going to open a lot of people's eyes that weren't paying attention before.
And that's what I was going. Yes.
It might not necessarily be somebody who
isn't really paying attention to what's been going on and is blind to it because of where they live or who they're surrounded by. So they hear about some cops getting killed and it's like, what? So they start reading a story about it. Well, then that leads them into hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names of innocent people who have been killed by police officers.
And that's where I guess I was going to say that's in the sense of like,
so how now they're here for the fight as well.
I agree. And that's where I was getting to in the sense of, unfortunately, I think we, even if you were in the 70s, I wasn't born in the 70s. If you would have heard of a police officer getting killed by, I don't care who it was, black, white, Mexican, whatever, you would have heard of that, you know what I mean, versus the minorities being killed. And that's kind of where I was getting to in the sense of like, it's unfortunately, that's the way it was. You know, you weren't hearing about a lot of the police brutality against minorities back then versus now. And you, if you were to hear about police brutality back then, you were going to hear about it. It was going to be televised all over national news and everything. And those people were going to get the hammer, probably.
Well, if you remember and remember the Titans, which is based off a true story, they have a scene where they come back from camp and they just all started getting along. Yeah. And they come back from camp and everything's chaotic where they live because a black kid had been killed by a police officer and then a white police officer had been killed later or vice versa. I forget. I think that's how it
was. I feel you though.
And that's, I don't know exactly the years that that was, but that was makes the 70s, sense. I think. But like you touched on, there wasn't the media that we have now.
Agreed.
And the exposure of everything, and the cameras on every corner.
And I even think back then when I watched that, I didn't even think about.
No.
Like, damn, we didn't even have the media to see that or know that. And being the fact that now we see it and know it, like man, like, wow.
Now we see it day in and day out.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure.
Also in the news, folks.
Good story, though, Krim. I like that. Good story, though.
Yeah, that was nice that it broke in time for us.
You know, it's kind of, you know, I wish I had more research on it, but, you know, it's kind of spontaneous. These things happen. Good story.
We'll do a follow-up later.
You know, but what I was going to originally talk about was something that's been plaguing the West Coast of the nation, the West Coast fires, which have already burned 10,000 acres. And inadvertently also causing LA to have its hottest temperature record ever to date, 121 degrees. I don't know for all the people listening, if you've been out West Coast or any hot degrees, any hot areas, but to me, when I hear 121 degrees, I think of two places in my life. I think of Abilene, Texas, when I was a kid. Living there on the base for one year.
Where I should see his face.
It got to like 122, 123
right.
degrees, you know.
It was
like
a disgust.
I saw Roadrunners, okay? Until then, I thought they looked like beep, beep. No, they're short than a mug, okay? They're not as tall as me. Maybe come not even to my knee, okay? I'm 6'2", but not even to my knee. Half my shin, it probably comes up too. But it was hot as hell down there. You know, rattlesnakes, all that type of stuff. And then I also think of another place in my life, in my adult, more of my adult life, Las Vegas. 121, 126, that's easy.
I can agree with you that I lived there. Yes.
Yeah, I was down there when it was 110.
Even if
it's miserable.
Even if it's dry heat. I know dry heat is better than what we're used to out here in the Midwest. This stuffy, humid heat. That heat, when you're dealing with 121 degrees, damn. You want to punch somebody in the face. You don't want to do shit else. You want to stay in the house, play video games, write a book, write some rhymes, do what the fuck else other than fucking go outside, because that's not the day. If you plan on spending time at the lake or the beach, hell no.
You coming out crispy.
Okay, you coming out crispy, you're going to be sweating, you're going to be in the pool, you're going to be not even in the pool, you're going to be in the ocean forever because it's hot, but still when you come out, when you be on top of that ocean, it's going to be hot as hell. But needless to say, because of all this, allegedly, I guess this whole fire thing that started, you know, probably about a few weeks ago in with the West Coast.
Now, how did it start again?
That's the thing I'm getting to right here.
Got
okay,
got you.
Allegedly, it started by a gender reveal. And, you know, apparently this gender reveal, like I said, cost 10,000 acres of land to be burnt. People are fleeing homes. They got to start over from nothing. It's going all the way up to Oregon and other things. But and I called my friend because, you know, when I have these, luckily, since we were doing these little topics, I have a little, maybe a little reference point. I called my my homie Marcus, DJ Marcus from L.A. He used to live out here. It's my DJ. It's my man's.
Big shout out to DJ Marcus.
Yes, sir. Big shout out. DJ Marcus. You got to say it like a boomerang movie. But, yo, DJ Marcus, man, he was like, I asked him, I said, man, how's, I mean, I know you ain't really experiencing the, you know, the fires, because, I mean, you know, you live Paramount, which is next to Compton, Watts. He's next to that area we were just talking about.
Right.
And he was like, man, all I can say is this, bro. Whether it's, like, middle of the day or whatever, he's like, when the sun's out, bro, it's like, it looks like sunset. But he's like, you know, man, because, you know, he's a photographer. He films models and things like that. He says the golden hour. You know, that golden hour, when you see that golden light, whatever you look at, and that sun is setting, and it's just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
mm-hmm.
It looks like that, and he looks real hazy because of the smoke from up north.
Mm-hmm. They showed a picture of that on TV.
If you see the pictures, it's from, like, say, from San Francisco and things of that nature, that shit looked like the end of the world.
Listen, announcer on basketball say they look apocalyptic.
Exactly. Apocalyptic.
Are you kind of looking at the moon this morning? When it was came
up? No, that wasn't the moon this morning. Well, hold on. I take that back, damn. I wasn't up that early. When I was up, I seen the sun, and I was able to stare at the sun without it, like, blinding me.
Exactly.
And I felt like 10 minutes later, it was like, okay, now it's really bright. Like, I'm squinting my eyes, but go ahead. Wow.
Nah, but I don't, that wasn't the sun.
Orange?
It was like, I took a picture of it, it was like orange pinkish color.
Yeah, that was the sun, bro.
But,
that was the sun this morning.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, real quick. Talk,
I was with you. I was exactly with you, bro.
Real quick.
It looked like that last night, too.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Real quick, let's bring it back. Real quick.
That's
so,
crazy.
With the story with the whole of the fires on the West Coast, mm-hmm. of course, we're in the Midwest, so we really ain't going to experience like nothing like that unless the world just starts acting weird and the solar system starts going crazy. What do you guys feel? How do you guys feel about the people who are dealing with that? I mean, you know, we got to worry about things like tornadoes rarely and things of that nature. Just imagine if your whole house got ruined because of a fire on some lame type stuff. And you might even know some lame type stuff. Your fire just happened.
What they do at the gender reveal, though?
Like fireworks.
I hate to say it.
I'm with you, dude.
I ain't trying to be morbid, morbid funny, but what was the baby? Was it a boy or a girl? I mean,
I'm with you. So, like, I think at the end of the day, like, I'm more on Dame's side in the sense of, did y'all have some fireworks? Okay. I feel like when you let off fireworks, being that they're in California, I'm not sure exactly where they were letting off fireworks. I can understand, you know, more of a deserted situation. And I understand that it's hot out there. And when you start a fire, any type of wind or anything like that, get the whipping, it just goes all the way out.
You know what I mean?
Like, not like the fire goes out, but the fire starts spreading. Let me say that. So I'm feel like you're shooting fireworks. You're shooting fireworks, shooting them up, right?
Right.
I feel like you should be shooting fireworks up. So how could a fire be started? Now, I don't know. I know smoke.
You know, like, that shit trickles down like the fireworks.
Okay.
It's so dry out there. I mean,
I do that. Yes, that's more or less what I was speaking on.
It's so dry.
But that makes more sense, too. Like, because we felt when Maymay was shooting fireworks off, there was plenty of times he shot fireworks off and we felt at least the heat from the fireworks.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but we felt it enough. And that was because
I felt it on my face.
Yeah, you did. Huh. You caught the end
Boy,
of that one.
Did you?
Don't go there with me, Brad, right now.
Yeah. So I feel like at the end of the day, like, It just kind of more, it kind of more like
turn signal and get back in my lane.
It kind of more like a like, okay, wow. And that's what started. And there's nothing they can do about it now that it's become more of a widespread thing if it was started because of them.
But what I've been researching lately is,
did they get charged?
About the whole thing is,
whatever, you are whatever, a professional.
What I've been researching about the whole thing is, it's just that, you know, I guess this whole gender reveal, you know, started off as something simple.
Of course.
Shoot out some powder. Oh, it's cute. Oh, we got a boy, we got a girl. Whatever. But, that's you what know, I did. You know how we men, how us men do. We went up the ante. So a lot of dudes have started being like, hey, man, let's add some pyrokinetics to it. Let's get some pyro shit going. And I think what happened was, there probably was some dude out in Cali who was like, yo, we about to do this shit big as fuck. I rigged up a whole new little system with some firecrackers or whatever the fuck and shot that shit off. It's so damn dry out there that that shit caught fire. Now, one thing I will say, a little whoop, you know, if you, I'm showing my age, if you remember the pop-up videos, whoop, yo, damn. I just feel like,
that's dope, man.
I never understand when I'm in LA and I've been in Southern California, they are anxious to give you some free matches. And I'd be like, I would think y'all want to give a motherfucker a free lighter, because if a person hits a lighter and they drop it, what happens to the flame?
Well, that's like,
it goes out. Denver. Okay, but if you got a fucking match and you light that bitch, and depending on how strong that match is, like you earlier, Rail had some. He had hit the good match. He hit them wooden matches.
I was about to say, the longer wooden ones, they staying lit, low key. Okay.
Them like, motherfuckers staying lit. So if you throw that shit in the ground,
exactly. You got to throw them in the toilet when you're
exactly. You throw them shit on the ground, and like I say, kerosene, that's nothing. Another little fun fact for you guys on the podcast. I talked to a lady at work. She didn't realize the difference between gasoline and kerosene. I told her, I was like, yo, that little thing on the internet where that girl tries to blows up her some dude she was messing with car.
Remember you
and
seen
she
that?
Had gas. She put a whole bunch of, hey, she dumped a whole bunch of gas in it. She dumped a whole bunch of gas in the car. And she took a match and she lit that bitch and she threw it in the car. And she was right in the back. She was right in front of the fucking window. And she got knocked the fuck back to the next car. Mm-hmm. Okay. Burned her face and cuts all on her face. Mm-hmm. Luckily she survived that shit. She got up and ran back and got the gas can just in case. People gotta realize, people see the movies, they be like, oh, you know, I put some lighter to some gasoline, it's gonna light up and ling on the line. No, bitch, that's kerosene. It's not gasoline, it's kerosene. That's all I'm trying to say. That's a little fun fact from Krim. You know, not saying I ever want to burn anything, but I'm just saying, if you're going to do it right.
Right. Perfect, perfect. I feel that. I feel that's real. It's real.
Moving along real quick, folks, because I ain't trying to take everybody's time up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do this real quick. We got, I'm just going to discuss something. It's been in the news for a while, but it's just kind of weird to me. Kind of was odd to me. So there's a Texas high school, Robstown High School, where in that same area, they had another high school who had a mascot that was a little racially insensitive, and with everything's going on, they've decided that the other mascot's logo was a Confederate soldier with the Confederate flag on it. And they decided, that school decided, hey, you know, we're going to change our whole thing. This is not good. This is not kosher. Okay. Going to the other person, the other high school we're talking about in the same county or in the same area, they have, their mascot is called the Robstown Cotton Pickers. So
I just seen that.
You probably saw it. It was in the news.
I'm talking about, I'm just now reading that, seeing that.
And yeah, it's real. Robstown Cotton Pickers.
So that whole name sounds shitty as fuck.
So listen, me and Krim, so I don't mean to like ruin it, but like he told me a little bit about it. And then we looked it up on the internet, and there's a football team. And the dude was like, and now you're Robstown Cotton Pickers.
This is not a Dave Chappelle skit. This is real life,
real
folks.
Real life. And it's real life. African Americans on the team.
A lot of them. A lot of diesel dudes.
Some of the people from when they were interviewing some of the people, they were telling them, like, some people were saying that, like, I'm not gonna say like they were upset, but they were like, you know, well, we don't know what's going on. Like, this is from Mexicans or something like that, so which you can explain a little bit better. But
well, basically, the town is a big Hispanic population there, and so a lot of the Hispanics, I mean, it's almost, I don't want to say for sure, but it almost seems like they might be majority Hispanics. And they were basically saying that, hey, our grandparents were migrants to this country, and they decided to, you know, and they picked cotton. And some of them are like, hey, some of the older gentlemen are like, hey, we picked cotton since we were 6 years old. You know, there's nothing against this. This is all pride. You know, this is not a big deal. You know, this is not racism. And I don't know, man, with the history of the country, as a black man, that just kind of rubs me a weird way. Of course. I just couldn't be a beast at school, and I couldn't be a parent to let my or I couldn't be and I couldn't let a parent let where my son.
Where your kid play at?
Robstown
High School Cotton Pickers.
Hell nah, bro. Nah, man. How can you run out the field with pride like that, man? That sounds ridiculous.
So, like, let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way, because we know who LeBron James is. Okay, and we know LeBron James came from a good school. Let's say LeBron James was in Robstown, and
he better move.
That was his school.
He better move.
He better move.
You know what I mean? And so we're talking LeBron James is a cotton picker.
Well, see, you know what I mean? You have all these other teams that have changed. Like you mentioned one that changed their
from the Confederate situation. Yeah.
So you have like some colleges like Mississippi, Ole Miss. Their school flag or something was the Confederate flag. Hmm. And now they've gotten rid of that. All the teams, like Washington Redskins, they got rid of Redskins. Now they're just the Washington football team. They want the Cleveland Indians to change their name. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't understand how this is any different. And honestly, to me, that's a lot worse than the Cleveland Indians.
I agree.
Black, and I'm not. You're not Indian. So, right, you know what I mean? Right, it's hard for me to say.
It's truth, though.
And I think more with the Indian situation, just because we're not Indian, I feel like, is it just because we didn't hear about it during the time?
I guess, ignorant to it, because Redskin, to me, I know that as a football team. I don't know that word as anything else. Correct. You know what I mean?
But, and that's probably how somebody else may think about the N-word.
But can I play semi-devil's advocate?
Possibly, yeah.
Semi-devil's advocate.
Yeah, of course, because that's what they're out there.
When you hear things like the Cleveland Indians, Atlanta Braves, Washington Redskins, like, I don't know about you guys, mm-hmm. but when I hear that shit, and even though I know, yo, it's low-key racist, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I be thinking in my mind, like, even though it's low-key racist, which is fucked up, when I be thinking of Indians and the Natives, when it comes to football, I be thinking of motherfucking Warriors.
Right.
The motherfuckers ready. They got some motherfucking, they got some tomahawks. Mm-hmm. They got some arrows. They over here doing some damage type stuff. Mm-hmm. The motherfucking cotton pickers? What we gonna do? Pick some cotton for your bitch ass? Fuck out of here, man. That shit lame as fuck, B. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People can say, oh, what about the Vikings? That's racist. Again, you know why it's not racist? Because the Vikings was a Vikings. They conquerors. They warriors. They got swords. Not swords. Swords. Okay? And they got axes and battle axes. Right. That's something to be feared, man.
I hear you. Like, I hear you. Hey, I hear you.
And we ain't trying to get deep. We know that's a whole nother podcast subject. Stereotypes. Mm-hmm. There's some stereotypes. Even though people hate stereotypes, there's some stereotypes that are good. Okay? Some stereotypes are bad. Okay? I know a lot of Jewish people get mad when people talk about Jewish people being rich and they got money. Why would you be mad at a stereotype that says you bred it?
Right.
Feel me? Yeah. It's better to have a stereotype that you about to steal something, or you a monster when you ain't, you just being yourself. Now, I ain't gonna lie, you know, on some black stuff, you know, we got the stereotype of, you know, the big bigs. But you know what I'm saying? That's something that we take. Stereotypes are stereotypes. But, like I said, I'm rambling. So let me just get one last thing in here before we get it moving. I just want to talk about this is one last thing, Suicide Prevention Month. If you know anybody out there who's contemplating suicide, whether it's a friend or someone you know close, always talk to them. If they need further help, try to, you know, get them to that help, because you never know what a person's last day is or how they're feeling. And so that's what I want to say about that. We're not going to extend on that, but I just want to say, keep in mind, be respectful of people saying how they feel, because you never know what someone's going through.
I definitely agree with you.
Please talk to somebody, because
that's important. Go ahead, Bruce.
Somebody will listen.
Somebody listen, man.
And we're going to get y'all a hotline for that, too.
Somebody cares.
On some real stuff, we're going to get a hotline for that.
For real. And I think that's important. And, Krim, I appreciate you bringing that, because that's real. And I like how you brought that. It's just quick, subtle, because that's how it should be. Boom, quick, subtle, because at the end of the day, somebody out there at the end of the day is probably not thinking about you. But at the end of the day, it's all about you.
If you listen, we care about you. People care about you, even if you don't think that. And if you do something like that, people are going to miss you, all right? Period. So stay in there. Get somebody a call.
And Dame, go ahead and tell us what you got going on for what you banging this week, bro.
That good old Detroit 2.
Okay,
boy. Big Sean.
Boy. So yeah. If you don't know, that is that Big Sean. That is that Detroit 2.
Super banger.
With the Detroit, the first one. And I think at the end of the day, he definitely got good reviews in my eyes from the first one.
He got a lot of underground rappers on there, too.
On the two.
Yeah.
So I was talking about just the first one.
I'm just in
general, that the first one, I think, got a lot of good reviews, got some good plays, some hot songs off of it, period. I ain't going to go through and name songs that I like or any of us like, but at the end of the day, I think it's a good album, flat out. Great album, flat out. But we're talking about Detroit 2.
Exactly. And he got a lot of, Anderson .Paak. Hit Boy, Key Wayne, Cash Kid, it is crazy though, cause it's really nobody else but people from Cali or Detroit. That's all he messed with was people from Cali or Detroit.
I kinda, you know what?
But he not lived you, in Cali no, though. He not, lived in Cali.
Now that you say that, I understand. It makes sense. It makes sense.
Anderson .Paak, he's from Cali. Don Kennedy, he's from Cali. Hit-Boy, Cali. And all, you know, everybody else is like from where he's at. Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's so crazy too.
Nipsey Hussle.
Well,
Cut Rip.
That song's a banger, though. That song's it a banger, is, man. It is.
And we'll get into that. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
But but he got Wayne on there. Post Malone. Young Thug. And Diddy Boy.
Okay.
P. Diddy.
Okay. P. Diddy. Nice.
He brought Diddy out. He kind of like the young Diddy.
Okay, I see.
You know what I mean?
I see.
Oh, and he had like three actors on there too. Not actors, but actresses, song
entertainers.
Okay.
God
okay.
dang it, Braves! I couldn't get it. That's what you got. That's why I got y'all here for. You know what I'm saying? Boom! Shot me down. You know what I mean?
I feel it.
But he had Stevie Wonder on there.
Nice.
Talking about, like, you know, the life in Detroit, mm-hmm. and the things that he came across, how he kind of met Big Sean and stuff.
Big shout out to Detroit, because I know Detroit is, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to cut you off, but I feel like Detroit, if you ask me, when it comes to music mecca, is definitely number one or two, flat out. When it comes to Detroit, like, because Motown started out there.
Exactly.
So, like, that was good music. So if you ask me, I'm going to put Detroit up there, top one or two. So big shout out to Detroit. Go ahead.
For sure. I mean, but the thing with Dave Chappelle, there's a little situation with how Dave Chappelle went inside.
That was a dope story.
Yeah.
That is.
So for those who haven't listened, please listen to the Big Sean Detroit 2 album. There's a skit with Dave Chappelle, and go ahead and explain that skit.
And how he met Big Sean's dad.
Dope story.
He went inside. I guess he was supposed to do some type of comedy thing at a little spot or whatever.
It's in Detroit, right?
Yeah. And he blew it. Bombed. He bombed
said,
it.
He said, I bombed it.
Yeah.
And he said, there's a kind of stink on you, too.
Like, yeah.
And knew he was going to bomb.
And he knew it, though. But the dude.
Wait. Pause. He knew he was going to bomb because he smoked with another fellow Detroit native.
That is
Danny
true.
Brown.
Danny Brown.
Brown be like, I'll be on my hiding. And then he be on that type of spit shit.
Yeah,
that
Adderall.
He's spitting, though. He
I ain't
spitting.
Never heard of him, though.
Bro. I haven't.
Really? After the podcast, listen. I'm going to play some shit for you. You're going to be like, whoa.
That's crazy. I even looked him up and everything.
Funny quick story. Mm-hmm. He was Schoolboy Q, ASAP Rocky,
I looked
the
it
whole
up.
ASAP
yep.
Mob. And Danny Brown were in a concert when I was going to Cincinnati. And the day of the concert, Danny Brown was walking all around campus, talking to people and just bullshitting, walking all over campus.
So you got to meet him.
Yeah.
So that's what's up.
He was a cool ass dude.
That's what's up.
See?
And big shouts out to Danny. Now, listen, I haven't met you, Danny Brown, so if you get a chance to listen to you, because you mess with my boy always was very fond of you in the sense of you were cool. You were somebody that you could be approached to and talked to as a real person. That's really what's up.
That was also in
that's
like
Danny Brown, real as fuck, man.
That's respect.
Yeah. Really, respect. Like he went on people, whether good or bad. Like, bro, I ain't trying to get in his business, but you know it's documented.
Mm-hmm.
You know he was on crack and all types of shit.
Oh, yeah,
bro.
He ran into
good job
some
for
things.
Him.
He
good
came
job.
From like some dark times, and
nah,
he just
yeah,
fucking was
for real.
A great
hot,
Danny,
hot
a
fuck.
Great Danny Brown interview.
Good job for him
with Bomani Jones on the right time with Bomani Jones,
and also yeah. real too. He's our well, he's my age.
Oh, for real?
He's like 36.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it's crazy when they sat there and said that, like, you know, he at that point in time, and shout out to Chappelle too.
Big shout out to Chappelle.
You know what I mean? Ohio native as well.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know what I mean? But it's just a dope whole situation. You guys gotta check it out. Detroit too.
So I before we stop talking about
got
it.
Got you.
I've listened to it a couple times
mm-hmm.
and it's been times where I'm driving in the work van and I should be able to focus on it. But for some reason, I can't. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Are you talking about
so
that?
So I want to know everybody's favorite song so I can go back and listen again, listen to everybody's favorite song.
Can I?
Because you know what I mean? Like, I like it. I don't dislike it.
Right.
But... I just can't but let
now,
it keep my
now,
attention.
Now you're talking about Detroit too, right? Tell me Detroit too?
Yeah.
Look, I haven't listened to it enough, but I'm going to let you know something. There's certain albums and music I listen to that when you listen to the whole product, the body of work, it's so cohesive that it becomes something I have to call, and this is a good thing, I like to call cleaning up the house music. Music that you can just press play. Mm-hmm. And it sinks into you. But I ain't gonna lie,
you can do
he's
that
so
word.
Lyrical.
Yeah,
he's so lyrical. I don't understand how it's not sinking into you already. But I'm just trying to say his music is so it's so flowing. I feel like with that album, I could press play and clean up the house, do something constructive, build something. You know what I'm saying? It's because it's so fluent, man.
I'm gonna say, in general, I think there's a couple things, all good. All good. First of all, definitely a 5-star album.
I love Big Sean.
Love Big
too,
Sean.
By the way,
love
bad.
Big Sean. Big I, Sean. I've been we've been messing I, with you since Finally Famous. A lot of us been met. A lot of us came out to
that's
Cincinnati to see
right
you.
There.
Me, everybody in this room besides Krim because we didn't know Krim.
Yeah.
We didn't know Krim at the time. We all came to see you at the
opened up for Wiz.
I'm trying to think where it was
River
in Cincinnati. Riverbank.
Riverbend.
So we all came out there to see you.
We actually saw him twice.
Yep. Yeah,
so
you're right.
I got to see him once. But
out that little...
And we were in the club or whatever.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Nice.
And
so,
Covington.
Crowded.
So I think at the end of the day,
damn.
He gets slept on.
Big slap.
And I'm going to be real and say a lot of us, we can listen to his song 2 or 3 times in a row. Okay, so if it's just one song, okay, and probably still not catch everything he's saying.
Right.
He's
not quite on J. Cole and
I'm a big
and their level, ooh, but he's right there below J. Cole.
Okay, that's your opinion.
No. I feel that lyrically.
I mean, he's great.
You saw the time out. You said lyrically. See, I feel like he's not on the level of J. Cole and Kendrick because like I said, I was talking real earlier. Where's that
button?
There was just a... To me, Big Sean is one... In my opinion, if you're talking about the artists of today, mm-hmm. who are the really carrying the thrones of hip-hop right now,
Big Sean's
in the top five, in my opinion.
Period.
Now, the problem with Big Sean is, for some reason, lyrically, he got it. Show-wise, he got it. But for some reason, he hasn't had that mega hit.
You know why?
That sent him out this world like J. Cole or Kendrick. There's something about him. He hasn't had it. Even he had ass.
He has so many things, but there's something about it.
So I'm
going to tell you why.
When you say what you say, I feel you, but I feel like he just hasn't had that look. He hasn't had that. Like, either when he had that smash, someone else had another fucking killer.
No, I'm going to say why. I'm going to tell you why. It's because of him. I want to say him. There was someone who stepped outside the box that has a smash hit right now. That if we were at a barbecue, we was anywhere and was gathering, and we played this song, everyone would know this song. If you are who you say you are.
Lupe.
Okay, exactly.
Okay.
And what I'm getting at is a lot of people may say that Lupe has a lot of flow. Like, he can really flow for real.
He can.
I agree, and he had that one hit that maybe a more of a master or a mega hit mm-hmm. out there that everyone's always going to remember, and he steps outside the box, okay, that can capture not just black folks but white folks. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not saying that with Big Sean that he can't capture white folks, but it's the unfortunately we as individuals, black, white, understand more of the hip hop culture, and like there are certain songs that other rappers have that we can be like, man, if certain other people heard this song, this could be like a banger for real. Correct. And I feel the same way about Big Sean. Like, unfortunately, there are white folks that may not hear Big Sean like that, and all they hearing is ass.
All they hearing,
because I don't fuck with you.
Yep.
But look, can I say this though? But this is what I feel. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Big, I hear everything you're saying. Mm-hmm. Everything you're saying is right. But when it comes to Big Sean, man, he got the lyrical presence.
Does
he got the song formula? He could tell stories.
I agree.
No homo, but. He has a look. You know, this motherfucker was low-key a model and shit. You know what I'm saying? He done smashed. And hey, if he went through it in the little talk shit, he smashed plenty of industry chicks. You mm-hmm. feel me? Mm-hmm. I think what it really comes down to, bro, is this, man. And this is not a full measurement, but this is just music from a underground level, from a big-time level, for whatever level. If it's hot, it's hot. Not saying mm-hmm. he has not put out hot shit, because he has put out hot shit.
Plenty of
But unfortunately, when he put out hot shit, someone else had another one that was just a little bit hotter, a little bit meaner. And that's just how the game go. That's the competition. That's what makes the game great. So I'm not saying they did it at the same time, but hypothetically, Big Sean will put out I don't fuck with you. And then Kendrick will come with, bitch, be humble. That shit motherfucking rocks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just how the ball bounces in the game.
And I also think, too, it could be also like how your particular camp may promote you as well. Mm. You know, because at the end of the day, if let's say you three are my promoters, you may feel like I got a banger, and I made this bangers 2 years ago. But you holding on to it. Hey. Like, I know this one is good. And everybody's putting out all this other stuff. We're going to wait just a little bit longer. Just a hair longer. Yeah. And then we're going to put it out.
Timing is everything.
You know what I mean? So they may feel like the timing was right for them to put out this song, and then mm-hmm. somebody else come out with another song. And that's just the competition and how the game goes, though.
I got one little whoop. You know, little VH1 pop-up video. Whoop. Check it out. Think about this, though. A few years ago, didn't Big Sean say one of the hardest bars in the world? He said, y'all niggas all cap, I'm more Colin Kaepernick. Didn't Madden bleep that shit out on the game?
Yep.
To me, I ain't trying to, like, be on some conspiracy shit, but that could be on some, yo, We blackballing you from this shit and because you said that other shit. Mm-hmm. And these companies own what you trying to do. We going to hold you back a little bit.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't think that's the full case because, like I said, I just said, man, he been doing albums for a long time. And like I said, man.
He went silent for a little while, too.
He went silent for a little while. But I like Real said, it's all about promotion. Together. It's all about promotion. But I just feel like, bro, if something's hot, it's hot. Like I say, 50 Cent ain't the most lyrical motherfucker. But let me tell you this. A lot of people don't realize. I know what the last 50 Cent hit was. You know what it was? It was, I get money I got, I get, that motherfucking shit rocked. And 50 was on his last leg on some music type shit. When that shit came out, everybody was like, bruh.
I run New York.
I run this shit. Come on, bruh. Everybody was going crazy. I get money. That shit was hitting, bruh.
That was hitting.
Okay, that, and like, you play that right now, people are like, bruh. Oh, shit. Motherfuckers who didn't have money was like, I got money.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of ones. Fuck with you. Fuck with me.
And one more thing, real quick. I mean, I'm get up out of here real quick.
Back to the Detroit 2?
No.
No?
No, okay, no, no. We're going to end that one up real quick. Catch that Dave East. Karma 3.
Okay.
Facts.
Hey, listen.
Harlem.
Facts. Listen, that's Harlem. The next one I'm going to be talking about.
Okay.
But listen, fire. These dudes is coming back up, though, for real.
Yeah. Harlem.
And he's a low-key underground cat, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's always been out there. And he's always trying to make a name for himself. But, like, he's this CD is actually, because he got
highly respected in certain circles.
He got a few on there. He's got Mary J. Blige.
Nice. Dolph, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then he got Trey Songz. Now, he came with Trey right. Songz. Now, you right. know.
So, are you telling us that's what we need to listen to for the next show?
Exactly.
Hey, okay.
So,
hey,
for the next show, y'all, there. Please listen to the Dave East. Karma 3. And I'm going to put this out there. My man messed with Nipsey very tough.
Karim?
He got him tatted on his back. That's why I was reading up about that, too. Nip, he had a real big, that was like his big bruh.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
And for that to be said, it's another thing I'm going to say about.
He was a 30 and Nip was a 60.
I just know.
Karim?
I'm not into the gang stuff. Unfortunately, I didn't take that route.
Unfortunately,
me either.
I didn't.
Unfortunately,
I'm gonna say.
Be fortunately.
Unfortunately.
Are you mad that you're?
I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Unfortunately, I couldn't.
But I'm, story I about guess that. I guess I'm more saying it from the.
They wouldn't the, let
from
me
the,
in.
From a gang representative spot. But at the end of the day, all I'm saying is like. I felt like Nipsey did what he was supposed to do for what he had and made a lot of people around him respect him.
You ain't even been locked up.
I have been. So take it there. You ain't been locked up.
Hey, you bitch, you.
You was with me when I got locked up.
Right. No, I was about to say. Yeah, right.
So
and I was.
Did they get locked? Did they get locked up or did they get detained?
No, he got locked up for getting shoot the plug up.
Yeah. My homeboy B Rad.
Oh boy.
Straight like that.
Hey, but if you don't believe him, check his fucking credentials.
Check the credentials, man. So at the end of the day, all I'm saying at the end of the day is like what Nipsey did. I think was monumental for the hip hop and for whatever lane he's in, and everybody know what lane he in. So like he was very monumental, I think very respected, and was a big brother to a lot of people, a lot of rappers out here.
A lot of rappers.
So
bro.
I respect that, and everything I can say goes out to Nipsey on that in that regard.
That's rest in peace to Nip.
So,
too bad he didn't get his flowers while he was here though.
You know?
Like, real talk, though, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel bad for that, because I didn't listen to him.
It's crazy. I only knew about him because I only watched, like, them hood documentary, like, things on YouTube and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's how I knew who he was. Big Nip. Rest in peace, big dog.
That's wacky nonsense.
All right, so the next segment of the story of Sound Industries podcast.
Let's try this again.
Oh boy, it's my turn. So listen, my story consists of one other person besides what we're about to get into. Okay, so there was a story of a 12-year-old girl okay, that was lost in the river. You guys hear about that?
Negative.
No.
Lost in the river.
Yes, lost in the river.
Nah, I ain't heard about
so,
that. So,
I will get a little bit more in detail, but I'm just gonna keep it kind of, you know, simple. But there was some cops searching for this 12-year-old girl. You guys still didn't hear about any of this.
Negative.
At all. So they were searching for this 12-year-old girl. It's flat out. All right, and it was in the same river that the dog we talked about earlier last week.
Oh my god!
Last week that was something that, you know, chasing them ducks. Same river, same river.
Oh my god!
Yeah, like
really real folks.
It's crazy. So at the end of the day, do you know? Hear me out. 12-year-old girl being searched by the police.
No shit.
They called off the search because they found a bass fish that was, quote unquote, basically the heaviest bass fish in that county. And they called off the search. You guys hear about that?
No.
I thought that was pretty fucking crazy. Flat out.
Because they thought the fish ate her?
No. Because they really was like searching for this girl. Like, oh, would you? And then I guess they ran into this bass. And try to catch that and call off the search. Flat out.
No, they did.
Flat out.
No, they did.
Crazy. I promise.
This guy is, he's going to unknownnews.com.
I promise. I found this out. That's why I thought it was a crazy story.
Unknownnews.com, folks.
Fake news.
It very much well could be fake news.
You're fake.
One more time.
Fake news.
Fake news.
So I just like, well, hold on, man, this can't be. But yeah, it's real life shit. They were searching for this young lady, 12-year-old girl, and called off the search because they found this bass instead. Now look, I'm about to pull up this picture so that way y'all can see the picture that I was talking about, because these motherfuckers, they done took a picture.
So they caught the bass.
Just like that.
They caught the bass and called off the little girl.
Hey, just like that.
They got donkey today.
Hey,
Oh, man.
Look, I'm pulling it up right now as we speak. So that way, I'm going to pass my phone so my man can see it. And you can read it as we speak. So, Dane, what you see right now? Just kind of paraphrase.
Police in Franklin County, Illinois.
Franklin County, Illinois.
Yeah.
Franklin County.
It done got fat on me. It done got big on me. Have called off their search for missing 12-year-old Brittany Morrow after reeling in what they believe to be at least a 20-pounder, which would like it to be the largest bass ever hooked on the rear. What
the fuck? You see it.
Yo, what website did that say, bro?
That's not important.
It's not important. Yeah,
okay. It's not important.
What the fuck?
Fake news.
Fake. Motherfucker at madtv.com right now.
That's crazy.
Fakenews.net.
Yeah, you on there.
So you see what I see, though?
Yeah, I see.
You see what I see?
TheOnion.com.
What's the magazines?
Yep.
That's what you got, TheOnion.com. Yep. I already know it is. Yep. Yeah, Onion, they be doing shit like that.
Hey, making you cry. So be
funny shit.
I just thought that was kind of wacky and crazy, so it got me. It really got me. But I'm going to piggyback off that because I thought this particular news was very, very much real to me, because I've heard about this in the news. I've heard about this through social media. I don't know if ESPN might have said something about this, but you guys know about the Roy Jones Jr. and the Mike Tyson fight.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, so that's pretty much to y'all. That's kind of more real. Listen, than the last story, right?
Exactly. Way.
Okay. Well, it looks like Roy Jones has said that he may have made a mistake.
Now you lying.
You think?
No. So,
you think?
You know, Tyson is still one of the strongest, I think, most explosive people who's ever touched the boxing ring.
The best.
And Roy has said this. He actually, you know, went down and said this. So, you know, Mike Tyson's return to boxing is in November, and he's supposed to have an exhibition match with obviously just like that, Roy Jones. All right. And he basically said he's worried he made a mistake. Basically said that the match was announced to be in July, and that was the bout that was supposed to be between the two legendary fighters.
That was Corona.
But it wasn't about taking their heads off. Basically, one of the guys that's kind of helping the whole situation when it was about, you know, the setup to fight was like, you know, hey, well, I just wanted to get into the ring a little bit. Just kind of mess around a little bit.
Right. Make some money.
Make some money. Get some noise going. You know what I mean? These are two legendary fighters, period, point blank. However you look at it.
To knock you out, dog.
Well, you know, they can get into a little bit, but, you know, I don't want them to get hurt. That was basically kind of his quotes. They know the deal. He said at the time, they knew the deal.
Who was that again?
The person who...
The promoter.
Andy Foster.
Okay.
Andy Foster.
I also heard George Foreman say the same type of sentiments as well.
Pretty much. But Jones, Roy Jones that is, seems to be concerned that Tyson didn't get the memo. Hey, you didn't get the memo?
He's seen that video.
Listen, well, a lot of people have seen some of those videos that's been going out.
Man, tearing them motherfucking bags body bags up.
You know what I mean? So he was like, basically, he's still Mike Tyson. Like, I don't get that. You know, one of the strongest, most explosive fighters still out there.
Hell yeah.
And basically, if anything, I made a mistake going in the ring with him. That's basically what he said. Yeah, he's a bigger guy. He's an explosive guy, he said. So.
I love Roy Jones too, but I'm trying to say, man, Mike Tyson, man. Da-da-da-doom. We got Roy Jones. We got Roy Jones Jr. in the left bottom boxing match corner. And we have his opponent. Mike Tyson coming in. Come on, he can come in with that Grim Ripper music. Black motherfucking boxers. Ain't nothing else. Black that. Gloves.
So red and motherfucking short. Like some of the fireworks. And if you think about, I think if you look at and go back to some of the fighters. First round fights, even the ones that they won.
Right.
Mike Tyson was he came out ready to go. Round one, you about to get Mike Tyson.
But Roy Jones should already knew that, man.
He shouldn't
even
ego. Talk about like Dr. Dre talking about niggas with big egos.
And listen, this is what I'm a piggyback off that in a sense. Like at the end of the day, if you are Roy Jones and he's Mike Tyson, like. There's people in between this. Unfortunately, there isn't just you and you. And you talk about how we're about to do this fight. There's people in between it. So I think what happens is the people in between it hype up each other. So someone comes to you and says, "Hey, what's up, bro? You trying to do this fight? We can get you X, Y, Z. We can da 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 blah blah blah." And same thing for you. Now it depends on how each other reacts from that.
Right.
You know, I think just at the end of the day, Mike Tyson reacted in the sense of, I'm about to kill this motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck about no money. So, I'm just trying to kill this motherfucker. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I'm Iron Mike, nigga.
And that's basically what Roy Jones has been saying. Roy Jones has been saying that in the sense of,
need that, bro.
He's more, I don't say scared, but more concerned. Like, bro, like I said, he didn't get the memo. And that's because Mike Tyson said, the fighting game is what I'm about, and
he's
I'm
a warrior.
And hurting people is what I'm about.
He's a warrior.
Okay?
He's a warrior.
He's a warrior. So, you know, he basically called this type of fight, you know, a search and destroy fight.
I will tune in, that's for sure.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of individuals are going to tune in. I think this is going to be big, just like the... what's my man McGregor and
Floyd
fight, and the fact that was like two different type of fighters fighting in a boxing ring. And
but I let's not take nothing away from Roy.
I know, no.
I mean, Floyd, you know, I mean, that nah, Roy, but I ain't Floyd, gonna take nothing. I mean, Roy.
I'm not gonna take anything away from Roy Jones. A lot of people know that Roy Jones is still.
He's agile. He's a great boxer. He got his own different style
of his. weight class,
but
period, point blank, however you want to look at it. And a lot of people know that, like,
Mike Tyson ain't fought them games, he's
coming to your face. He's coming to your face. So at the, with the heavyweight type of fight, you know, that's
everybody got a plan. Everybody got plans to get punched in the mouth, as Mike Tyson said.
So, just to let you guys know, it's an 8-round fight exhibition. It was originally planned for September 12th, but now it's scheduled for November 28th at the Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson, California. So, once again,
tickets, y'all.
November 28th, no Dignity fans. Health Sports Park, Carson, California. Once again, November 28th. Now, obviously, they don't have a time. I don't see that particularly, but I would say at least after 9 o'clock, at least after 9 o'clock. So at the end of the day, you know, that's what I got next.
A quick sports update from Brad Eversole.
No, yes, the first thing I want to do is update the playoffs, the NBA playoffs. So the Lakers have won.
Yes, sir.
They are in the Western Conference Finals. We don't know yet who they are going to play. Game 7 for the Nuggets and the Clippers will be on Tuesday night. So as Laker fans over here, we are not really sure who to root for because the Nuggets have been playing very well.
I mean, and I'm Clippers, rooting for the Nuggets.
The Clippers have two great players, so I would have to go with the Nuggets as well.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Nuggets on that one, just because Murray has definitely...
It's nice to see somebody else get into it.
Like, I think, you know, just as sports people, like, we like seeing underdogs. Mm-hmm. So, like, at the end of the day, I feel like Denver was an underdog.
Correct.
And they showed themselves and proved themselves. And then people were like, okay, let's see him make them to the playoffs. And they made it to the playoffs. And, well, let's see him make it to the finals. And now they make it to the, you know what I'm saying? Right, right. So, if they make it to the finals, I think that's going to be very big on them. And it's going to weigh a lot for them. And I think that's going to be good for them.
Yeah. So, then on the other side, the Eastern Conference is already set. Mm. Game 1 is Tuesday night as well. The Heat and the Celtics.
Celtics, yep.
So we talked about before, I placed a wager on the Heat to win the Eastern Conference. So that's what I'm riding with.
He did do that.
So what do you guys think?
Heat, what was it Celtics, for?
The amount of money?
Yeah.
Like $30 to win like $250.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
go Heatles.
Go Heatles.
Jimmy Butler, I'm about to give me a jersey. Tyler Hero.
Cowboy Johnny.
Duncan Robinson. Bam Adebayo. Goran Dragic. Kelly Olynyk.
Just sound like the
Heat. Sound like I've been a Heat fan all my life.
Just but for you ain't.
Only a few years when LeBron was there.
Facts.
So another, I guess you could say, update from the NBA playoffs and the NBA bubble was Rockets player Daniel House. He left the bubble a little bit earlier than his teammates, as we just found out the Rockets lost to the Lakers and had to get booted back home, which, by the way, side story, when they lose, no matter what time it is, get them out of here. Straight under the jet. They got to go. No back to the hotel or nothing for the night.
Hold on, so I lose after the game's over.
It's 11 o'clock, midnight.
I got to go pack my shit up and I got to dip.
You probably should have already had your shit packed up. We had to check out.
The only thing
morning.
I can say is, outside looking in, sucks. But from a bubble standpoint, on the inside, if your mind state is not correct, I feel like, and you're like trying to make sure you get to the championship. Once it's over with, it's
trying to get out of there.
You're trying to get up out of there anyway. Yeah, so I feel that.
So anyway, Daniel House, mm-hmm. he had a unaccounted for guest come to his hotel room for a number of hours. And even though they're in the bubble, they're allowed to have some guests. Some of their families are there.
That's what I'm about to say, with family members.
And but everybody has to be, you know, checked in, tested for COVID, I'm sure, and so on and so forth. So he has a guest that was not checked in. Who knows? He shouldn't have even been able to get somebody in there, honestly. He should have had security. So
what? I mean, you know how that goes.
Yeah, true.
You're going to make something.
So somebody found out, and he's done now. Well, he was done before they lost. He didn't get to play in the last two games, game four and game five.
Why?
Because she wasn't properly tested and everything as she came in. So he was jeopardizing everybody else in the bubble by having somebody come in that wasn't accounted for, wasn't tested for COVID, so on and so forth.
Wow.
So they had to play without him. So he not only jeopardized
and his chick everybody, wasn't even bad, though. This chick wasn't even bad, though.
Yeah.
I saw that story. She wasn't even bad, though.
Not worth it. Somebody said he was married with kids, so it was even worse. So I don't know if that's true or not. I didn't go into details on his personal life.
My young black
fellas. I thought that was interesting. My man Bomani Jones said, "What's funnier, that story or Michael Beasley getting kicked out of the rookie symposium for hotboxing the hotel room with some females?" Rookie symposium. That's kind of a bad time to decide to hotbox the hotel room.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. I
wrong time, G.
This is Dame. Thank you.
You gotta be smarter.
You gotta be smarter.
But we learned about Michael Beasley. From that point on, he didn't care.
I mean, come on,
he
G.
didn't give a shit.
I ain't even trying to hate at all on the Rockets, you know, situation. But you know, you're already down 3-1.
Yeah, I think it was 2-1 when he got in trouble.
So it was 2-1 when you got in trouble. Okay, you know, but you already you're already jeopardizing everyone else's situation.
Yeah.
Now you may be, you know, like, well, you know, I'm gonna keep her in my room and she ain't going nowhere which, you know, maybe true. Maybe that's what she was on.
You don't like,
but you could get something and you could pass it on to your whole team
and the other team.
It's just tough. That's tough, man. And that's not the way to go out on that. I just think that's kind of selfish on your part, because you're thinking more about yourself than your team at this point, flat out. And we're three games in.
Yeah.
So that's just where I stand on that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's pretty much all I had for sports for this week. Football's getting started. We'll touch on that in the next episode. Maybe a little bit of college football, maybe a little NFL. We should be well into the conference finals for basketball by the time we get to that point. So we'll touch on all that next time.
Sounds good. Show.
Just like that. It is happening just like that. So, you know, before we keep going on, I don't want to, you know, we're going to basically get to our conclusion. But I just want to ask you guys if you guys heard about the individual who basically got into an accident on the highway, and he ran into a semi truck, and his whole left side of his body was cut off. You guys hear about that?
No, not at all.
Well, it was the same guy who, I guess, rear-ended that porn star. You feel me? Rear-ended the porn star, but he got his whole left side of his body cut. You didn't hear about that day?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I guess he's all right now, so.
Oh my god.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day,
he got half a body, but he's all right.
He's all right now. You know what I'm saying? I'll be back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, thank you again. We'd like to just thank you for tuning in to the Sound of the Streets. Please don't forget to...
God damn over here.
Got him. I got him on that one, bro. Oh my I God. Got him on that one, bro.
Everything is all right.
Everything is all right now.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Rate, review, wherever you get your podcasts, Google Podcasts, any podcast, just rate, review, subscribe. And this is The Sound of the Streets. And once again, I am your host.
We gonna have a good time.
Crimson Chase.
Easy Breezy.
Dame D. And we are The Sound of the Streets.
Good time. We said we gonna have a good time. Good time. Good time. Go ahead, let me do my thing.